Seems that most guys are finishing up Halakas Neros, Reish Samach Gimel, so I'll just say important halacha on Reish Samach Gimel Sif Tes. And the Mechaber is talking about a very important halacha which comes up very lemaisa, especially when a person goes out to eat. It's shaykh for the yeshiva. You know, you light here, let's say you daven here, and then you go out to eat a meal elsewhere. So where's the proper place to light? And what type of hishtamshus, what type of usage should a person be getting in order to fulfill the mitzvah of halakas neros and not to violate a bracha vatala of saying unnecessary bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siftes, Hamalikin bizavios habayis va'ochlin bechatzir. Let's say a person lights inside his house, but he has the meal in the chatzir. So the candles are not next to him during the Suda. Im ein haneros arukos shadokos ad halayla, if the candles are not long enough, whereby they last until the nighttime, meaning by the time you get back into the house, the nails are already extinguished. Havi bracha latala. I mean, the lach is that you have to get hana from the candles on Shabbos itself. So if I light the candles in one place and eat a meal in another place, I'm not getting hana from the candles. But if the candles last long enough, whereby I come back home after the meal and they're still lit, so then the lach would be am yotzei the mitzvah. So look at the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Mem first. He writes, Bechatzer, if I'm eating the meal in a chatzer or some other place than where I'm lighting the candles, mashma de'im ocha babayis, if I'm eating the house, af she'ein dolekes ad halay lasagi. Let's say I'm having it's Erev Shabbos, I'm making an early Shabbos, Tosefa Shabbos, it's still light out. But you made Shabbos earlier, like in the summer months. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's not nighttime, but as long as my Suda Shabbos is enhanced by candle lighting, sagi velo havi bracha latal. That's enough. It's not a din in the night, it's a din in the Suda. If when I'm having the Suda, whatever time that is, and I have a candle, I'm yotze the mitzvah. Sha'af shadayin yom, even though it's still daytime, yesh lo hana v'simcha b'shas achila mehanerachs. I'm getting hana, I'm benefiting, I'm enjoying the simcha of having a candle lit meal, I'm yotze. But mitzvah me'amuvcha, everyone agrees, the highest form of halakas neros is sheyase neros arukos, that the candles should be long enough, shu dolakos aralai, that they should last until even the nighttime, af sherot telechel mibor yom, even though you want to eat earlier during the daytime, but it's tosefa Shabbos, they should ideally last until the nighttime. That's the best practice. Now, the next sifkatan mem alf, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a bracha latala if you don't get enough from the candles. Shekevin she'ena yachal lasos shum tashmish etzlon. Since you can't do any tashmish, you can't get any usage. Kishachozer, when I come back to the yeshiva or to the house and the candle's already extinguished, leveso belaila, shloi kashil beitzvev, and I won't stumble. I mean, the point of candles are two points. One is that they should enhance my suda, and the other point is that it should avoid any stumbling, any tripping, any shalom bias issues. So if it's during my meal, that's great. Regardless of what time the meal is, that's great. As long as they're enhancing my suda. But if they're not present for the suda, then they have to prevent me from tripping. I should be able to see in my house, in my yeshiva. So if they're not lasting long enough that when I come home, they're out and I might trip, that's a bracha latala. And less bay mishum shalom bayis, that's not going to be a fulfillment of the shalom bayis element of Neris Shabbos. Vim habayis shehlik hayak tas choshech, if that house is a little bit dark, umishtamesh sham shum davar la or haneros litzarach suda, but I do use the candles for some piece, some hishamshus that has to do with the meal. I take a little snack, I eat by the candles, a little snack, although it's not my meal, but I come home later, have some dessert. Leka iser av she'ein dolekes ad halayla av she'ocha b'chatzer. In other words, let's say the following case. So it happens often that you guys go out to eat elsewhere, or you're going to get married, and you're going to go out for a meal, there's going to be a simcha in the shul, and your wife's going to light the candles, and you're going to leave, and she's going to leave. And she's not going to get any hana. So what are you supposed to do? So one eitzah is light the candles at the suda, wherever you're eating. That's one eitzah. Eat at the simcha hall, eat at the guests you're eating. But there's another halacha that you should really light where you sleep. So yesh v'yesh, but let's say you light where you sleep. You want to light in your house. So what are you supposed to do? So Mishnah Berurah recommends, do the following. Don't leave early. I mean, light the candles and wait until it gets a little bit dark, the wife, and she should have a little snack. That's what you're saying, eat a little snack or something litzarach suda. Maybe prepare something for the meal, prepare a salad and bring it over to your guest or something by the candles, and this way you fulfill the obligation of some type of ishtamshus by the candles when it's dark. Even though you plan to eat outside, as long as there's some litzarach suda performed, that's sufficient. That's what is suggested by the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Orach HaShabbos says something different. He says, another Eitz says follows. It doesn't have to be Litzorach Suda. While the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be Litzorach Suda, the Ver Lacha quotes from many poskim, and the Mishnah Berurah already alludes to this, there's another din of not to stumble, not to trip. So he has a whole discussion, the Orach HaShabbos is the only, right, there are 2 points. Again, one is to enhance your Suda, and one is that you shouldn't trip. You shouldn't trip, is that the only other reason? Or that's just an example? Let's say I want to read a sefer by the candle. Is that good enough? I want to use a light to take something out of my closet. Is that good enough? So it goes back and forth. And Orach HaShabbos says, Shelo yichashel be'etz ve'evin, that you shouldn't stumble over a twig or a stone. That's just an example. You could use Ne'er Shabbos for any hishtamshus you want. So therefore, the other etzah for the wife who's leaving, going out for the meal, let her light. And then let her read a sefer by the or say Tehillim by the candles, and that's good enough as well. It doesn't have to be Litzorach Suda, and that would be the other Eitzah. The second Eitzah would be, again, either it's to, I always tell the women there are 2 things you should do. One is, either before you leave, have Hana before you leave from the candles. If you can't do that, if you have very long candles, when you come home, have some Hana. If you can't do that even, either one, you're going to be out for so long, the third Eitzah, though I don't recommend this, the third Eitzah would be, so when you turn the lights on, we discussed it already in the past, you should turn the electricity on right before you light the candles. This way you have in mind that the Ne'er Shabbos is both on the candles and the lights as well. So when you come home, the lights are certainly on and get hung off from the electricity. That's the third Eitzah. And the fourth Eitzah is that instance, since you can't get hung off from the candles directly, light wherever you're eating. And this way you get cover all your bases. All right, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.